Masechet Kelim Perekaf Mishnah Dalid. Earlier on in the Perek, we spoke about a bowl that was used for kneading that cracked, and we said a person used it as a seat going forward because he couldn't use the bowl anymore. We said if the bowl was a certain measurement, if it could hold on to the amount of 2 log to 9 kav, it's subject to Tum'at Midras. This Mishnah will talk about what happens if the bowl could hold more than 9 kav in terms of being able to become tameh with Tum'at Midras. Mishnah says, Areva gedola shenifhata milkabel rimonim. If there was a kneading bowl that could hold more than 9 kav, but it became damaged and it's not able to now hold on to pomegranates, it has a hole that pomegranates would fall through, so it's no longer a functional keli, and therefore it cannot become tameh. V'hit kina li shivaf. The owner designated it, and he made it capable to sit on. He decided to use it as a seat, even though he didn't have to do anything to physically change it. Rabbi Akiva met tameh. Rabbi Akiva says the bowl can become tameh through tumat midras, because it's being used as a seat now. Therefore, that type of tum'ah would be in play. The kelim through kavana, through thinking something, could now become something that has a different use. So if a person has an object that is broken and it cannot become tameh, he can make it he could simply think something, a purpose for it, and now it does have the ability to become tameh once more. The kneading bowl that we're talking about cannot become tameh because it broke, but now he changed up what it should be used for, and he says it's going to be used as a seat, and that's enough to say that it can become tameh again. V'hachamim et taharim ad shekatzeh. Hachamim say no, the bowl is tahor until the owner cuts it in a way and fashions it perfectly for sitting on. In other words, Hachamim say that intention is not enough to change the designation of the kneading bowl into a seat. You need a physical change in order to get there. You have to do something to the bowl in order to then make it capable of becoming tameh once more. Asa'a ibus lebehema. If the damaged bowl was used for something else, let's say it was used to be a trough for animals, which is a type of a place where the animal could feed from, it can become tameh through contact with tum'ah, like a regular container. Even though here the trough has a large hole that prevents it from being used as a kneading bowl, it still could be used as a trough. So therefore, if it's now turned into a trough, it could become tameh. Afal pisha keva'a bakotel. Even if you attached the trough to the wall, teme'ah, can become tameh, even though something connected to the ground, mehubad lakarka, does not have the ability to become tameh. It does not apply to a bowl because it was a kli before it was attached to the ground, and that type of keli can become tameh if it's connected to the ground now.